feeder is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. At this point, we'll give some time to have some EchoLink check-ins and members, and we'll take the check-ins now. This is N5AOW.
N5AOW, indeed a good evening. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB Bill in western Pennsylvania, little town in Wexford. Our temperature here is 30 degrees. We are below the freezing mark again. And for all those amateurs up there in New York, indeed a good evening. I hope everyone is hunkered down, has their feet up, and holding a microphone of some sort. At this time, I see no other EchoLink stations linked up here on our screen, and it's a good evening to everyone. KA3TFB, Bill here in Wexford, PA, and we'll be listening.
Very good, Bill. Glad to have you check in this evening. And, yeah, that's a nice setup where you can get in from a distance area or a distant area. Very good. Well, all right, let's see if anyone else would care to check in on EchoLink. We'll give a delay here to allow some time. This is N5AOW looking for EchoLink check-ins, if there's any more. Okay, hearing none, are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KA2Z.
Okay, there's three more. We'll start at the top with George, N2PFM.
Well, good evening, Bob, and everyone. Jeff and everybody else out here on the net. Okay. We got a temperature here, 13 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 13 to 27, a mostly sunny day. We had to find out that on the van that the oil pump is working properly. It was a big thing, so I'm glad of that. I do have a short somewhere in the sensor circuitry and that for the oil pressure switch. Should find that out, and going to just put in a regular oil pressure meter with the sender and all for that, and personally I like that much better anyway than the lights, because they don't come on until around 4 or 5 pounds, idles nicely at 20 pounds pressure, and goes up to 40 pounds at about 2,000 RPM, which is about 60 miles an hour. So, doing all right there, thank God for that, and everything looks like it'll be ready to go into pass inspection, comes the second, next month. So with that, we'll say God bless the MD3s and hope everybody's doing all right. N2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, sounds like you've got a few of the main problems, or at least problems that are important to be concerned with. Got those taken care of, and maybe it'll give you a little reliability for a while. If not, we're going to have to get everybody together and get in a Richter set and put one together for you. But anyway, good deal. I'm glad you're back mobile and got things squared away again. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll move along to KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. We're doing all right. Getting ready to head out to bed here soon. Going to head up to camp there tomorrow and spend a couple nights up there. At least that's the plan. I got the snowmobile all ready to go, and in fact, just fueled it up here today. And got an appointment in the morning. They're going to head up there, so looking forward to that. Might do some coyote hunting, see how it goes, and just kick back and relax a little. So that's all I got to report. So we'll turn it back to you there, Bill, and you have a good evening. It's KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. Well, I'm glad to get everything together and hope you have a good weekend. And it always works out, makes it enjoyable, and enjoy the family that way, get a little R&R time. That's great. Well, thank you for checking in, and we'll see what Jack's got. K2ZNZ, Jack, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good tonight. I had a rather pleasant day, surprisingly, since most out of the state was considerably colder than we were. We got up to 29 degrees at an early reading of 17 overnight, but not bad altogether. The sun came out about 11:30 in the morning, and with a little wind, it really felt good out there. I did some work on the car too. Well, buying breathing I have for air in the tires. You know, in the cold weather like that, you often have to put more air in. They have one of those cages that lights up on the dashboard to tell me that there's a problem with the tires. It's probably just as well. I didn't ever even bother checking, to be honest with you. And that's about it from down here, I guess. Nothing much exciting. 7 feet all around, KA2000.
All right, Jack, very good. Well, yeah, I know what you mean with the tires. I put snow tires, well, winter tires all around on my wife's Impala. And one thing I didn't consider at the time was getting the sensors and putting the wheels. So whenever we're out traveling, and the tire pressure monitor system is on and letting us know there's a problem, which actually doesn't exist. So it can let you know when there are, so good deal. Yeah, I think your temperature has been pretty much the same as all around. I think we were a little lower this morning than the reading we got from everyone so far, but that's to be expected being a little further north. All right, very good, Jack. Glad to have you check in, 73. And we'll see if there are any other check-ins. This is N5AOW.
KC2WI.
N2OIQ.
Okay, two more. KC2WI. Pete, how you doing?
KC2WI. Well, my thermometer said the high was 31, and it's 13 now. And I've been trying to really readjust my schedule so that I quit work at noon or something like that and go outside in the middle of the day when it's a nice sunny day. And yesterday I worked until 2 o'clock because I knew I was going to take the rest of the day off. And I snowmobiled from here up to Tug Hill and around, and you know, instead of just taking a little ride, I snowmobiled around and over to Topaz Inn and the Chamber of Commerce business after hours. So yesterday I purposely didn't leave, you know, real early. But today I wanted to go out at 12, and because it was really nice. And I had to go over, walk over, pick up my car, and I came back. And I didn't get out till maybe, I don't know, 1 or something, quarter to 1. Then I decided, you know, I really better go into town and see if I can get the part for my trailer, and if not, get it ordered so I can get it tomorrow, so if I want to use the trailer this weekend. You know, one thing led to another, and so I was there. I said, you know, I've got this deposit. I didn't get to the bank last week or the end of last week. I'd better stop there. And, well, I've really run out of fruit for breakfast, and I'll just go in the store quick, you know, and I didn't take a real long time, but, it, you know, it just took an hour, and long story short, I really didn't get to do the two or three things outside that I wanted to do. By the time I got home, it was already, the sun was blowing off, it was starting to get cold, and I missed it, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. I got to take a run back into town and get the part and I guess a few other things on the list. And maybe I'll get out for a couple hours, even if it's just out in the yard, to put my carburetor back on my one stone wheel and see what happens. And for a couple other things like that. And, you know, I kind of kick myself. I try not to think about it, but when I get into this situation, I looked at a house, it was probably 5 years ago now. The Darwin economy was really going down, I think, as part of the thing. Up on the Sand Pond Road, and boy, it wasn't, you know, really quite big enough, but it was probably not anywhere from here. It had some property and a garage that was bigger, and I hemmed and hawed and didn't do it. But, boy, I could go outside and just ski, cross-country ski or snowmobile or hike or whatever from the backyard, and it would save an awful lot. I think whatever money I spent on the house, I'd make up in saving time and being able to get more work done. But, oh, well, that's how it goes. Well, that's the way it is. Anyway, it was a beautiful day, though. And I think it's going to be pretty nice tomorrow. And we're not, unfortunately for, you know, winter activities, we're really not, there's no significant snow forecasted for the, as far as I can see in the National Weather Service forecast. It's the, at the best, it's a 30% chance in flurries and half an inch. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Boy, it sounded like you had a super active day and at least had some fun riding around with it. Yeah, I don't believe we're slated on the weather forecast for anything other than just flurries. I looked at that myself, but temperatures are staying fairly low, and I guess pretty much where they should be for this time of the year. So, all right, well, very good. Thank you for checking in. We'll move along to Dan, N2OYQ. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, good evening, Bob, and everyone's on the net this evening, and 2OYQ here. Hey, too much going on, just monkeying the computer, monkeying my new weather station and stuff, trying to figure that thing out. A lot of different things. There's still things I gotta figure out yet. For everything to read the same. One thing reads one thing, and then the other, something else down the line reads something different. So I guess it's just a matter of got to calibrate it in, I guess. But anyways, we'll see what happens. Anyways, other than that, too much going on here today. It wasn't too bad of a day. Sun shining, and I had a high here of 30 today. And right now I got high. Right now I got 13. And the overnight low last night was 13. So we're at the breaking point there for sure. I don't think it's supposed to get too much colder, I don't think, tonight. Then tomorrow it's supposed to be in the high 20s, low 30s maybe, and Saturday also. So, and like Pete said, and I guess you mentioned too, that in a long forecast, don't see a whole lot of beats up of anything. That storm has come up the East Coast, I guess that's not going to come in far enough to do anything with here. So, anyways, that's where it goes. So. Okay, back to you, Bob. Happy evening, and 2OYQ clear.
All right, Dan. Well, sound like you had an enjoyable day anyway, or at least had some time to enjoy it. I know I did, too. I get out for a little bit and sunshine and did a few odds and ends things just to get myself out in the fresh air, and that was pretty much it. And I was back in the house on the computer, on the HF, and spending some time that way. All right, very good. Let's make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins. Well, I didn't do much. Like I said a few minutes ago, went out and got a little fresh air today, got a couple little things done outside, picked up some debris from the wind the day before, and pretty much it. The other day we got some scrap metal I had laying around. I got rid of that. Feel like I made some progress, so aside from that, I just enjoyed the day, enjoyed the inside. Taking it easy for the winter. Get out when I can. So we'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Dan, Pete, Jack, Jeff, George, and Bill for checking in this evening. Always nice to have others check in on the new system with the Echo Link. I think in times to come it's going to expand considerably. So anyway, I'll bid everyone farewell this evening. 73 to all, and 5AOW clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFE, Bill and Wexford signing off through the EchoLink system. My pleasure to come up and enjoy what's enjoyable for the amateurs in New York. Have the boys in New York go ahead and eat another extra piece of candy tonight. KA3TFE, 73 to all. God bless. Nighty night and sweet dreams. And we're clear off the EchoLink system.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is N2WDX. Good evening. No traffic.
Yeah, good evening, Dennis. N2WDX. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. I do hold traffic for KC2NBU, KD2AIT, N5AOW. WPX already has it. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73 is still off. Oh, I should say, Dennis, 7-3 to you. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 there, is it?